into hour number three of the program. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Going right back into your phone calls about whatever you want. We go back to Mark in Indiana. Mark, you're back on Free Talk Live. You just barely had a chance to get into your topic, so go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I was wanting to comment on the congressman that called, the kind of the end of the conversation when you guys were interviewing him Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
He, you asked him how serious that piece of legislation is, HCR 6.
Yeah,
this is a piece of legislation, for those that are not aware. New Hampshire and actually a handful of other states are looking at essentially drawing a line in the sand, not officially, just as a kind of a resolution where the state government people are basically saying to the feds, hey, look, if you do this, 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 and this, and one, a few of the things were create a draft or a national service program or what was one, more gun regulations. There's a handful of things that were listed. If you cross one of these lines, then we're going to nullify our agreement with you, which essentially basically says we're going to secede. So it was a pretty exciting thing. A lot of people were talking about it, and clearly you wanted to comment. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I just think it's he's awfully quick to kind of laugh at that. I know they're just bringing it up as just an idea, but it's really almost, I mean, I'm all for that, but this should have been done a long time ago. You know, as far as general tyranny goes, the U.S. has been going way downhill in the last probably 100 years. You know, you can make time, you know, time arrangements there like in the 30s, 50s, 70s. But, most people don't even think about when you bring up the idea, you know, they're just like stunned. They're like, what's the problem? And you're like, look around. Everything's a problem, you know?
You're talking about when you bring up the idea of secession?
Yeah, fully seceding, like states actually becoming their own sovereign countries. And there's a lot that can go along with this. I mean, the state wouldn't have to technically, you know, secede all the way. They could still have some kind of, like, I think, Mark, you were talking about some kind of NATO alliance with the U.S. military or, you know, I don't know, trade issues or whatever. But that's how these countries started out. States were treated more like countries than they were now. And the federal government didn't have so much control over them.
You know, I can see your frustration, Mark, as far as why it is that people haven't done this yet. Why is it that it's 2009 and now finally state governments are going ahead and lining up and actually, you know, possibly going to take make a move on this? I can understand your frustration, but I would say that it just has to do with the fact that people are just so effectively indoctrinated to believe that, well, the United States is the greatest country that has ever existed heretofore, and
it may very well be true. I don't know, but
and that it's wonderful, and that we live in the best country in the world,
best,
and that sure there are some problems.
Doesn't indicate good.
Sure, there are some problems, but hey, why are you trying to break up the party? What's going on? Why would you want to? Why would you want to end all the, you know, the union? What are you, a quitter? I mean, who knows what all the mentality is? But I think it's some level of nationalism and state worship that keeps people on board, and even this, you know, even this representative that was on the phone with us when I actually, as you mentioned, when I brought up real secession, not just some essentially a resolution which has no binding power whatsoever. When I brought up real secession, he backed away from that like it was a hot iron. And and it just gives, it just goes to show you that politicians are not courageous. They, definition.
You asked if he thought that you would see secession sometime coming up, and he said no. I think even if he would like to see it, I think he's being a political realist, and that if it were an up-down vote to come to the New Hampshire State House any time with the people that are in there right now during this next biennium, it would not pass.
I mean, I don't care if it
barring some unforeseen.
It doesn't matter to me if it passes or not. What matters is that somebody introduced the idea so people can really talk about it. I mean, this HCR 6, this resolution, is it's a step in the right direction, but it's, again, non-binding. It doesn't really mean that much. Maybe it'll be a first step in a series of many, perhaps. Perhaps we'll find some politicians who are willing to dredge up some level of courage or appear to have some kind of spine. But I wouldn't expect that from them because, again, they're politicians. And politicians, even the ones here in New Hampshire, even the ones that only work for $100 a year in the state legislature, maybe it's 200 now, but whatever it is, it's not very much.
It's 100 a year, 200 for the two-year term.
Oh, okay.
No, this has real pay.
So even those who are willing to work for, you know, for peanuts, they're not as politicky as most politicians. They still play by the same rules in that they're looking to please as many people as possible so they can get reelected. And they just don't believe that secession is a pleasing kind of position to people. And if that could change, if they could feel as though there was some sort of groundswell, a real serious level of support for the idea of secession, then you'd probably start to see politicians jump on board, because politicians are the kinds of people that will find a parade and then run out in front of it and pretend like they've been there the entire time. So if you can create that parade for secession, then I think we'll get somewhere. But right now, that parade doesn't exist.
Yeah, I think it's somewhat inevitable. I mean, the way that, you know, besides our deficit and the amount of laws and, you know, that with the recession now, I mean, this bailout they're doing, things are just going to get worse. I don't see how they can get better. I hear people saying, how can they get better?
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, it's the prudent thing to do.
I'm like, how? Explain how. I'm like, how can you put, you know, several trillion dollars in the economy? You got to think that money's got to start from somewhere. If it's not taxes or tax money shifting around, it's the Federal Reserve putting money out of thin air. And, you know, there's going to be, I have a feeling, and this has nothing to do with, you know, Alex Jones or conspiracy radio, that there's going to be like mass, you know, riots and protests in the next several years. And the few rational people left out, they're going to go, you know, it's over, you know.
I'm with you. All of those things are very realistic possibilities. The economy is just going to keep getting worse as they continue to just run the printing presses. And the federal government cannot last forever. No government has. And so they may be on their last days.
People may not want to look at it. They may not imagine. But the fact is, all the major governments have failed. The only ones you can really point out are perhaps tribal leadership types that are still going on and Papua New Guinea, but other than that, all great civilizations have fallen, and I imagine that they fell without people knowing that it was going to happen the day before it happened.
Right. Yeah, and it probably was always messy, too, so it would be prudent for somebody to, for a state to secede now, before the S really hits the fan on a national scale, and really start to rebuild their economy from without having the feds overarching everything.
Unfortunately, people aren't motivated to do it now.
Until it gets really bad, right? Right. So that's why I say that we need that parade. We need that secession parade so, you know, some politicians can run out in front and pretend like they were there the whole time.
I think independence might be a better word.
Whatever you want,
Ashton. Like a kind of a domino effect, you know, one state starts,
so.
Then it's done from there.
Right. Because once one state has success with secession, then it's a proof of concept, and the other people that are around the country that have been thinking about secession and dreaming about secession will actually see that, oh my gosh, those New Hampshire people got away with it and the feds didn't roll in tanks. What are we waiting for? Let's do that out here in Texas or California or Hawaii or wherever it ends up being. Whoever goes first, I wish them the more power to them, the best of luck. I hope it happens sooner rather than later, but I think until we get that groundswell of support, it's not going to happen anywhere. Right now, all you've got as far as secession is concerned are some very minuscule-sized movements in a handful of states that get together once a year for the Middlebury Institute's secession conference. They academically get together and they talk about how great secession would be, but what have they actually done to move ahead with that agenda? I don't know. I haven't gone to the conferences. I was in jail for the last one, so I couldn't make it out. But I think that if we do get enough liberty-loving people together, for instance, here in New Hampshire, and people start talking about that and the buzz starts and it starts, people around town start talking about it, people are talking about it at dinner parties and get-togethers and office occasions, and it becomes a real topic of conversation, I think at that point it can become a reality. But at this point, I don't think enough people are even aware that it could even be possible. You bring it up to people and they're just going to blow it off. They'll get afraid. They'll believe that it'll be like the Civil War.
I talked about it, you know, on the morning show around here at one point, and
the liberal one or the other guy,
the conservative one, Dan's show. He basically said, "Well, that doesn't, you know, we wouldn't be able to get money for roads." What? Roads? What?
We wouldn't be giving money away.
Right. This is the
there would be no income tax.
New Hampshire's a donor state. We're giving more money to the federal government than we're getting back.
Any other thoughts, Mark?
No, that's about it.
Thanks for the call tonight. Thanks. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I think time is of the essence here. Obviously, the federal government could continue on for another 3 decades. Who knows how long it will go on? Or it could crumble tomorrow. I mean, we don't know. They didn't know when this Soviet Union was going to fall apart. They didn't know when the Berlin Wall was going to come down. they didn't know these things necessarily right before they occurred. So I think that's why people really need to have a sense of urgency. And if you're somebody who is involved with the Free State Project, move up your plans. Get here as quickly as you possibly can. Time is of the essence. 800-259-9231. Coming up, we'll give you an update on the Liberty Forum. It's Free Talk Live.
It's time now for the Get Motivated Minute. Designed to empower you to achieve your toughest goals with acclaimed motivational expert and success strategist, Tamara Lowe.
Do you have a hard time hiring new employees and deciding who's best? I make most of the hiring decisions for key positions in our company, and our motivational research has shown me how to better fit people and positions together. I first list the non-negotiable aptitudes that we need for the job. Then I write down the behaviors, skills, and experience that the ideal candidate for the position needs. This reveals the motivational DNA type that would be best suited for the opening. With budgets tighter and even less room for error, hiring the right person is crucial. Using motivational DNA as a key part of your hiring process will help you choose the best candidate for the job. For the Get Motivated Minute, I'm Tamara Lowe.
To learn more and to discover your motivational DNA profile, take the free test at GetMotivatedBook.com. Drawing on two decades of research and thousands of interviews, in Get Motivated, Tamara Lowe reveals a groundbreaking tool to identify your unique motivational DNA. With simple strategies and specific steps, she provides advice on how to reach your goals quicker and easier than ever before. Get Motivated is available now wherever books are sold.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into a perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. They include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page. Going back for an entire year, free for you at freetalklive.com.
The America's Legendary Sports Car Classic runs Saturday, March the 21st at Sebring International Raceway. The Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. Gates open Wednesday, March the 18th for 4 days of fun and excitement, culminating with the big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March the 21st. For ticket information, visit SebringRaceway.com. Sebring, the biggest sports car race of them all, SebringRaceway.com.
So we go to our phone calls here. That's what the show's about. Let's talk to Chris in New Hampshire. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. I believe this is Chris Lawless, organizer of the New Hampshire Liberty Forum.
Otherwise known as DREPA. That's for you, Mark.
Thank you.
Excellent. Welcome back to the show, Chris. Always good having you on. You're keeping us in the loop, keeping us up to date with the latest on the 2009 Liberty Forum, which is now, what, 3 or 4 weeks away? We're not far out, are we?
We got like 23 days away.
It's pretty exciting. It's going to be another huge success, I'm sure, as the last two were. It's happening at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua over a weekend, March 5th through the 8th. All kinds of things going on, panel discussions, speeches, dinners, luncheons, after-hours parties. It's a blast. It's the biggest liberty-oriented convention you probably will ever attend. It's got hundreds of liberty-minded people attending it. Many of them are already in New Hampshire, many of whom are also, many people are also considering moving to New Hampshire. And there, of course, the guest list continues to grow with big names in the liberty movement like Glenn Jacobs. You might know him as WWE's Kane. Dr. Mary Ruart is going to be there. She's one of the keynote speakers, as you announced last week on this show. Also, another keynoter is Richard Heller from the Heller versus DC gun case and so many others. It's going to be hard in some cases, Chris, to actually choose what to go and see because many of these sessions are happening concurrently. But you've called tonight to give us another update. So what's happening?
I wanted to give you guys the exclusive. I just talked to our closing speaker today. He confirmed he's 100% in, and I think it's going to be one of those closing speeches that people don't want to miss.
Mm.
It's Stefan Molyneux from Free Domain Radio.
Stefan Molyneux, we've had him on the show on Free Talk Live. Those who missed the archive can go to guests.freetalklive.com and grab it there. You can tell that Stefan is somebody who is stirring it up. He is a man who is effective at what he does. He's gotten some major news coverage recently for his show, Free Domain Radio, where essentially the mainstream media is accusing him of being a cult leader. So you know that when you're being accused of being a cult leader, you're making a difference. I think Stefan is doing some pretty interesting work out there, and he is one of the biggest voices for liberty on the internet that I think is out there, freedomainradio.com. So and it'll be interesting too because he's a fairly apolitical guy. So it'll be interesting to see what he has to say for the Free State Project.
Yeah, he you know, we've had some good conversations, and he actually is going to try to come out for the whole thing because he wants to meet all of us. And
great.
He knows many of, you know, his listeners and watchers are you know, us. So he's very interested, so he might come for the whole weekend to check things out and meet us all. So.
That's pretty exciting because when we've had him on the show in the past, we've had discussions with him. In the past, he didn't really know what the Free State Project was. He was under the impression that it was only a political movement and that it was just for people to, you know, run for office and that kind of thing. And certainly there are a lot of people within the Free State Project that are interested in that. I believe you're one of them, Chris. But there's a lot of political activity here in New Hampshire as a result of the Free State Project. But that's not all the Free State Project is about. The statement of intent for the Free State Project says that you believe the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. So somebody like a Stefan Molyneux, who does not believe in any coercive government whatsoever, would find a home in the Free State Project. And so he's kind of, I believe he's come around to understand the Free State Project is much more than just a political movement. It is really a movement, a wide-ranging movement of liberty-loving people from all walks of life and all sort of belief systems within the liberty umbrella. And I'm glad to see that he's coming on board at least to speak at the event. That's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. I also spoke with Dick Heller last night, and he actually is going to spend a week up here. He's going to end up going to Taproom Tuesday.
After.
So he's going to spend a lot of time up here, and he's, you know, very interested in what everyone's doing the socially, not just politically, but he's very interested in how we've become a community here in New Hampshire. So
fantastic.
I'll be up there all week.
So does that kind of round out everything? Are there still is there anything to be announced at this point, Chris, or have you nailed it all down?
I have actually nailed it all down. There's one I haven't announced, but it's not a huge name. We do have someone who might be talking about alternative currencies. And I do have one. I was going to leave it to a surprise, but it's Free Talk Live, so I can tell you guys. We're probably going to have something on Sunday where we're going to allow anyone who wants to get up and speak on any topic for 10 minutes. It's your stage.
That's
so we're going to let people sign up on when they show up to registration. There'll be a sign-up sheet, so get there early. And the floor is yours. You want to talk about, you know, lizard people? Maybe 10 minutes. Talk about lizard people. So it's going to be open mic, so to speak.
Neat.
I think it'll be interesting.
Oh, I like experimental things, and maybe it'll bomb out completely, or it could be one of the best things from the entire weekend. Only time will tell, I suppose. And you probably still have a lot on your hands as far as getting all the organizational things taken care of. Are you still looking for people to fill volunteer positions or anything like that, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely. If people are interested in volunteering, they can email libertyforum@freestateproject.org. We'll give them a substantial discount, one that they'll really like, hint. So email me. We'll hook you up. We want students to come. We want – if you can only come for a day, sign up for the day. If you can only come for a dinner, but – definitely go and feel the excitement at this thing. They're amazing.
Yeah, you don't want to miss this. It was great the last 2 years. This is the third year. It's, again, happening the first weekend in March. Go and get all the details at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And if you want a 10% discount, you can use our discount code, which is 2009FTL. That's 2009FTL. Big names, all kinds of people, liberty lovers all over the place, all weekend long here in New Hampshire. Great excuse to come up here and be with some of these people, many of whom you hear calling this show. A lot of the names we talk about, a lot of the activists here in New Hampshire, they're going to be there. You'll be able to network with them. You'll be able to check out New Hampshire and have a blast while you're at it. It is a great time. I highly recommend it. And, of course, Free Talk Live will be there broadcasting live.
Chris, will we be doing emceeing this year of Free Talk Live?
Say that again.
Will we be emceeing? Will we be introducing?
Putting him on the spot, Mark.
Speakers, I'm asking him.
Yes. I have, you know, to give you, as people may or may not know, that there will be a thing called Media in New Hampshire, which I'm hoping you guys will, of course, be on. And there are certain people that I would like you guys to introduce an MC. Absolutely. I haven't emailed you guys particulars, but there's certainly certain people I'd like you guys to both introduce.
Well, we're available for it if you wish.
Yes. Thank you.
Great, Chris. Thanks for the update tonight.
All right.
And we look forward to seeing you in March at the Liberty Forum. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. So there you go. The Stefan Molyneux fans. FreeDomainRadio.com is his website. He's big on the internet.
And he does some good stuff. I really enjoy what I see.
A brilliant man, brilliant philosopher, and it'll be a real great time, I think, to have him at the forums. That'll be interesting, especially to end things on Sunday with that. So, and again, there are the a la carte packages. So if you're a big Stefan fan, you only want to come up for the Sunday thing, you can do that. You can get the a la carte versions over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. More coming up here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, 12-year-old mistaken for a prostitute. What did the cops do to her? We'll explain here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features, by the way, include live streams, broadband, dial-up, webcam, all totally free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And since we were talking about Stéphane Molyneux, I should mention the Liberty Radio Network. That's one of the ways you can hear Stéphane's show. And it's up there as well as, eight or nine other shows. In fact, I'm looking at a handful of news shows here that people have been telling me about that they want added to the Liberty Radio Network stream, and I'll probably be putting at least one or two of them into the loop within the next few days. You can go to libertyradionetwork.com to get more about that. I've just created an updates list that'll be a good way for you to kind of keep up to date on what's going on with the Liberty Radio Network. You can get all that at libertyradionetwork.com. 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls about what you want. Let's talk to the Christian Stoner. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to mention how marijuana is in the Bible.
How so?
Well, I've been listening for about 6 months and just haven't heard you guys mention it. It's mentioned about 5 times in the Bible, actually.
Under what name?
Well, the most significant to me, what actually got me to start using cannabis, it's actually in Exodus 30, verse 22, starting there, where it's talking about the anointing oil.
Mm-hmm.
And cannabis is one of the ingredients it uses 6 pounds in the anointing oil that's used for the priests.
6 pounds of marijuana?
Yeah, I can read the specific verse.
That's, yeah, I think I need to hear that.
You know, normally I don't really care too much for Bible verses, but I'd like to hear this as well, so go right ahead.
All right, it's Exodus 30, and...
And the priest said, unwrap the bale, pull it apart carefully, separate out the seeds. Go ahead, give it to me.
All right, Exodus 30, 23. Take also for yourself the finest of spices, of flowing myrrh, 500 shekels, of fragrant cinnamon, half as much, 250, and of fragrant cane, 250. Now that right there, that's the translation that they have for cannabis.
You're saying cane was supposed to be cannabis?
Well, it's split up into two words, fragrant cane. And what I actually have is the study Bible. And if you go back to the Hebrew words, cane is kana, which stands for reed or hemp. And then the fragrant or aromatic means is bosom. So if you combine the two, it's kane bosom.
Interesting. It's very very intriguing. I think that you might be just better off going with the phrase, as someone has cited before on this show, and I don't know why. Yeah, I'm not a Bible guy, so I don't know where exactly it is. But essentially, it's where God says, hey, I put all these plants here for you. How about that one? That kind of justifies it, doesn't it?
Well, this is the actual word.
Yeah, it's very intriguing. Mark Boss is the local expert.
They've done a word study, and they've traced it back. This is the.
I believe
it even sounds it out.
When you're talking about 3,000-year-old Hebrew, you're basically saying that it says anything I want it to say. I mean, if I said that meant pretty pebbles, then that's what it would mean.
Well, and that's fine too.
It's fine. Yeah. I believe God made cannabis, and I believe that they've used it all over. I'm not sure if the Hebrews did or not.
For all kinds of things. What they used it for, and what they used it for, it was for the priests, for the. The holy anointing oil, they poured it all over themselves before they went into the...
That doesn't sound like much fun.
Into the holy holy place, in the sanctuary, and they would burn the marijuana as incense also.
Hey, man, whatever you need to do to justify your belief system, I am all in favor of it. I don't think that...
Well, I just think a lot of Christians should know that it's in their Bible.
Interesting observation.
I think you've got a tough row to hoe in trying to convince Christians that cannabosis is cannabis, and that's exactly the same thing.
It's cannabosum, and it's cannabos.
Come on, Mark, pay attention.
It's actually a plural. It's... Kane and both.
So why not? I agree with Mark, though. That's going to be a tough job to convince other Christians who might be, say, drug warrior types about that.
I can tell you that where it got mistranslated. It got mistranslated in the Septuagint.
Right, well, they're going to have to believe you.
Not real familiar with the old Septuagint, but maybe I've heard the word before. Anyway, the fact is, they don't even, the Christians don't care. By and large, they go to church on Sundays, they listen to what the preacher says, so you've got to start your own religion.
Well, it made a difference to me. It got me started.
How did that happen for you? What was your story?
I hadn't even seen drugs before that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched a documentary about it, actually, about this subject, about how marijuana is in the Bible.
But they're not smoking it. Are you putting it in essential oil and pouring it on yourself?
Well, I can tell you exactly how it works. It says how it works right in it. It's the holy anointing. Well, what you do is you pour it all over your head and all over your body, and it would get absorbed through your skin.
Yeah, that sounds a little messy to me. Why? Now, come on. You expect me to believe that's how you're using cannabis?
That's what they were using.
But how do you use it?
Oh, how do I use it?
Yeah.
I use a vaporizer.
Okay. There you go. Jesus.
I use the healthiest way possible. I am a Christian.
Oh, hey, whatever would Jesus do? And I think if Jesus were around today, he'd use a vaporizer, too. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think it just makes the most sense. If you're going to be a Christian and you want to be a cannabis-using Christian, it just makes the most sense to say, God made plants. This is a plant. Therefore, I can use it. Right? Isn't it in the Bible that essentially that God basically says...
It's
here.
All there for your consumption.
All for you.
The plants and the animals are there for us.
Yeah. So if you're in the Christian religion.
And it's good.
Yeah. If you're in the Christian religion, there you go. Now, that doesn't mean you should just go picking all the berries off all the bushes and eating them, because some of them are better than others. So be careful out there, kids.
Anyway, 800-259-9231.
If you're using the Bible as a guide to pharmacology, I'm thinking that there's a schism in your thinking.
Using the Bible as a guide for much of anything, I have to question.
I think that it's a good guide in social interactions and perhaps ways to live a productive life.
There are some good things in the Bible, but it's also full of a bunch of malarkey. As well.
I don't disagree.
800-259-9231 is one of the reasons why it's so dangerous, because people will point to it and say, this is the word of God. Well, prove it.
Wait a second. Did God come down and write this? No, 44 different people being guided by the hand of God. So you're saying that...
Don't forget the editorial staff as well, which cut out a whole bunch.
Right. Was God guiding the editorial staff, and which version of the Bible that an editorial staff created is good? Are there okay ones? Are there editorial staffs that were more guided by God than others? And wouldn't they, since they're not completely guided by God, aren't they then creating satanic books? What the hell? Yeah, come confusing. On. Gobbledygook.
We continue with Justo in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Justo.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're on the air.
This is more of a political question. I know you may not like it as much, Ian, but I was just wondering. I know it's thinking ahead, but if by any chance Ron Paul doesn't run for president, do you think Mark Sanford or Gary Johnson or Jesse Ventura would be good options?
I don't know who the first two are.
Sanford, isn't he the governor of South Carolina?
Yeah. He's been, like, talking everyone in all sorts of TV stations about rejecting the stimulus.
Sanford is one of the better governors out there, from my understanding. We've had some people in South Carolina singing his praises, but again, you're comparing cancers here.
We don't know enough about him to say. Would you call Ron Paul cancer?
No, but okay. Ron Paul is also not a governor. Anyway, you don't get to be governor, I don't think, without being pretty much bad news in some way, shape, or form.
Ventura is obviously not a principled libertarian.
Not even close.
He has elements of the philosophy there, and he did govern according to his principles pretty well. I mean, so if he wants to run, I'm probably not going to vote for him.
None of those folks would get me excited, right. I can tell you that. But if they're jazzing you up, man, then by all means. Thanks, Justo, for the call. 800-259-9231. You can bring out what you want, even in these remaining moments. You pretty much have to be exceptional to get me excited about the political process. Ron Paul, he made the cut. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Your engine is the heart of your vehicle.
Wouldn't it be nice to be able to determine whether it's going to go the long run? Or should you dump your vehicle before you experience a major expense? The military has developed such a technology, and it's called oil analysis. By taking a mere 4-ounce sample during an oil change, you can get an easy-to-read, complete report by an independent laboratory covering engine wear, oil condition, and contamination. You could expect to pay hundreds of dollars or more for someone to look inside your engine. But now, for only $14.95, we will send you a test kit with easy-to-follow directions. Yes, just $14.95. Then you can speak directly with one of our experts on your engine's condition and how to make it last longer. Act now and we'll pay the shipping to you. Visit oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. 888-873-7371.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it right now at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then learn how to promote Free Talk Live at promote.freetalklive.com. Lots of things you can do, a whole list of things, in fact, right there. And most of them are completely free, some of them very, very low cost. Anyway, easy, simple ways to get Free Talk Live into more ears and help people expose themselves to the message of freedom over at promote.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. And we'll talk to Eric in Tennessee. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eric.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I'm talking about the Bible here. Just religion in general here. It seems to me that religion is great. The only problem is, you see, prime religion is, they have different religions, different beliefs. Well, you think of from a scientific point of view, there's only got to be one way it's all happened. So once you find that one way, you're going to have one religion, and you're basically going to have more kind of harmony. So if you have a single religion, you probably won't have any more religious wars, and you won't have any holy wars.
I'm all with you, man. I mean, abolishing a religion would be wonderful. I wish I could wave my magic wand and make organized religion disappear tomorrow morning, and all of the belief systems, the conflicting belief systems that come along with them. I wish we could do that. And essentially what you're saying is here, you want science to discover what the truth of reality is in the universe.
Look at this. Now, you're talking about, like, the wars, like the Gaza Strip. Now, if you look at the Gaza Strip is a very, very small area of land. It's like the size of New Jersey or something like that. Now, if you look at the Gaza Strip, now, a war like that, you know, see, the problem is a war like that, you're never going to win. Because you have two holy wars. See, two parties
Nobody ever wins in war, by the way. I mean, anytime there's a war, there's never really a winner because people die, and that was not necessary the entire time. So I'm with you. You certainly aren't going to win in Gaza, and any other war or conflict, whether it's religious-based or based on something else, is never, ever a win necessarily. But, you know, when you're talking about the idea of science coming around to some sort of explanation for the universe that will be incontrovertible, Unfortunately, that's not realistic. While it may be true that science may indeed someday figure it all out, even if that does come to pass, that's not going to stop the religious folks, the organized religious people in the world from essentially plugging their ears, closing their eyes, yelling, ya la 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 la, they don't want to hear it. So I don't think that, I don't believe that science is going to be the path toward getting people away from organized religion. I don't know if that'll ever happen. Hello? Are you still there?
I don't know what to tell you. That's I guess you're right. But, see, I don't know. I just thought that maybe that would maybe help because, you know, you see all these people, they fight for religion. And, yeah, I believe that, people should believe in something. I believe that. But, you see, something that's founded on factual evidence, factual data, makes more logical sense to me.
I'm with you, man. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Love the accent. 800-259-9231. I think that what we can really strive toward, you know, maybe a possibility, as far as peace into the future, would be to get the various different organized religions of the world to just allow each other to exist. I think that would be fine. They don't have to come
to. That would be, you know, most of them largely do that, but then you'd have a tendency to get these little factions of them that get more and more and more and more extreme as just as they go. Well, you know, I know a way that we can make differentiate ourselves from the next group of guys similar to us. Well, we'll just say that that they're not going to make it to heaven. You know, and it's just too easy. It's just too easy to have a religion and that religion, get more and more exclusive.
I see where you're coming from.
I mean, look at what humans do as far as groups. They make little clubs, little secret societies like the Masons or the Skull and Bones or any of these little societies. They make these little secret societies where they keep secrets that are of no use to anyone for anything, and they do it just to be secretive. Well, that's an exclusionary tactic. You define a group by the people it excludes. And so you have this more the more exclusive your group, the more important you are. So that's how they're doing it. That's how these religions are working.
Be exclusive, just stop hurting people. That's all. Just allow everybody else to have their own religion and try to stop enforcing it by the governmental systems that happen to be around you. If we could come to that point, I think that would be good enough. Getting everybody to agree on everything, that's not ever going to happen.
Yeah.
We continue here and talk to Dominic in Arizona. Dominic, you're on Free Talk Live. Dominic, going once. Dominic.
Hi, I just wanted to get your guys' opinions on steroids in baseball or in any sport in general. Like, if they should allow it at all, because they're all doing it anyway. Just want to get your view on that.
I think it should be something the government stays the hell out of. I think that if the baseball league wants to set up rules about who can do what kind of drugs in their own league, it's their private business, and they should be able to set whatever asinine rules that they want. I think that we should have a roid league where, you know, they actually do allow drug use and perhaps even encourage it. And then we could really see what the results of
they should use the aluminum bats in the roid league too, just to get it. See what a human being can do with enough drugs and technology.
Yeah, and you know, you could have some kind of roid rules basically in the games where if somebody's taken too many roids and they have the outlash where they yell and if they lose it, they could either get docked points or maybe get bonus points if they go on a rage or something like that.
You understand that the roid rage has not been scientifically proven. They've been using steroids for quite some time that they would be able to scientifically prove this. I mean, they're legal, you know, so roid rage.
Steroids are legal? I don't think so.
They're not legal if you just want to do them, but yeah, they're absolutely legal.
With a prescription.
Doctors give people when they need to build muscle mass.
Well, I mean, some of them are only supposed to be prescribed for certain things.
Sure.
Human growth hormone is...
But they can still do...
Yeah, but
you
the guys
don't do studies on them.
Right, but the guys that are doing it in sports, the sports world, do not have legal prescriptions for them.
I think the point, the steroids are medicine, and I think that any kind of medicine should be okay in professional sports, if somebody wants to use it. I mean, somebody could make the same...
okay by the rules.
Well, someone could make the argument that Ty Cobb didn't have the advantage of, antibacterial drugs, antibiotics.
Yeah, it's not really a performance enhancer, though.
It's not a performance enhancer, but you can't perform very well when you're dead.
Dominic, how do you feel about roids in baseball?
Well, I agree with your one point that the government should stay out of it. But, yeah, the roid league, that would be something right there. But I don't know. It's one of those topics you can go either way about it.
Thanks for the call tonight. Let's talk to Todd in Michigan. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Todd, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to ask you guys, what was your thoughts on the Octomom in California giving her story on the Today Show, if you guys actually saw that? This is the Octomom who had the octuplets, you know, the eight kids in addition to the six kids that she already has.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I've only heard offhand about it, Nick.
Did not see the interview. I heard people talking about it. I can't say I thought it was an impressive choice for someone to make.
She's fighting for her kids. She wants to go to school, and when everybody's wondering, how is this going to
Wants a sponsorship deal from, like, the Today Show and Oprah and things like that. And personally, I think that's a very sleazy way to try to succeed in life. She has 14 children under the age of 8 or 9, I think it is. You know, I don't know who the doctor was that performed that, but even in a free market, I would imagine they would, if there was a doctor's association, they would probably pull his license or his membership or whatever it is, because it was a very unsafe procedure.
Yeah, it's, and plus, she says she's not going to look to state government assistance or anything like that.
Good for her.
But according to the news today on Fox News, she's going to be getting $400 in food stamps for the first six kids she got.
Oh, imagine, I guess talk is cheap, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Wow. Yeah.
I mean, she's a single mom with 14 kids. I don't know how she could do it without
That's
state
not possible.
Aid.
How could you? Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Exactly.
You know, there is that one family that has 16 kids or something like that, but they're a very religious family. They live kind of out on a farm. They run their own business, and they're very independent, and they are definitely not taking welfare. What's that?
The Duggar family.
The Duggar family, is that their name? I saw a special on them a few years back, and it was just amazing watching their life. And they really – these are people that have had their kids, and they have no compunctions about putting their kids to work for them. So their family actually works out with a whole bunch of kids.
Yeah, and I just uploaded YouTubes of this gal who did this, and everybody's saying that she looks a little bit like Angelina Jolie, or she had some plastic surgery of some kind, and she made this arrangement with the father that, you know, he's not really going to come out and see the kids yet. He just needs
It all sounds very dramatic, Todd. We're out of time. Thanks for the call, dude. It has been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And, again, another reason to be out of California. That's where she is.
Yeah, you're paying for it.
Yep, we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.